We will now take public testimony on Hospital 1177. Any proponents for Hospital 1177?
Mr. Chairman, members of this committee, this is a bill and an act to revise certain assessments paid to have to be paid before an assessment can be appealed. I'm a member of the Small Business Association, NFIB, and this bill comes to you from them. And I have Mr. Ryder, who's the executive director of that committee, to testify on this bill, and I do not see him here. So at this time, I guess, unless we can...
Ryder's there.
Oh, here we go. I would pass this seat on to him. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
My turn?
Your turn. Okay.
You're up, Mr. Ryder.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Bob Ryder. I'm a registered lobbyist for the National Federation of Independent Business, the South Dakota chapter of that group. We support House Bill 1177, appreciate Representative Slaughter and the other representatives who have sought the introduction of that bill. I would tell you, and I'm not sure Representative Slaughter had that opportunity yet or not, but after the bill was introduced, Representative Slaughter had the opportunity to confer with the Department of Revenue relative to the bill, and after discussion, Representative Slaughter and I and the Department of Revenue have drafted an amendment to modify this bill, and I believe that that amendment would be is being passed around, and I would ask if we might offer it so I could speak to that proposed amendment.
Representative Hennings.
Mr. Chairman, if now is the time, I would offer Amendment 1177FA to this bill for purposes of discussion.
Motion by Hennings, second by Michaels, to amend 1177 by 1177FA. All in favor say aye.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
Opposed? Amendment is adopted.
Thank you. The reason I was going to try to stop is that there might be one other little modification, because when we I talked to Mr. McGee this morning and we compared that with what had been drafted, we saw one term that needs to be added, but we can talk about that. Well, this bill, just briefly giving an introduction to the bill and where it has raised the concern of the small business people, relates to tax audits, and most particularly would be a sales tax audit. What happens on that is a small business will have a sales tax audit person from the department, or rather an audit person from the department, come into the business. And let's say, for instance, that he or she finds that the small business has owes $2,500 in additional tax. Well, the small business has the opportunity, upon learning that, to appeal that assessment or that determination to the department. And under the statutes as they now exist, the department would, upon receipt of that appeal, arrange for a hearing before an independent hearing examiner. And we have an office of independent hearing examiners. The state does. They are all licensed attorneys. Those people then undertake to hear the issues relative to the question presented by the taxpayer. The revenue department comes in and makes its presentation as well, and the facts and the law are discussed and determined by that person. That person then makes a recommendation to the secretary of the Department of Revenue, who may either accept the recommendation, modify the recommendation, or reject it. And ultimately, whatever the recommendation of the hearing officer is really just that. It's just a recommendation. after the secretary makes his or her decision, the taxpayer can appeal to circuit court, can take an appeal to circuit court, an administrative appeal. But before, the way the law is now, before you can take that appeal, you have to either pay the tax, that additional $2,500, or post a bond equal to it. This bill, as it was originally introduced, would have said that there did not have to be a bond or an appeal, or a bond or the payment made when the appeal was taken. The modification suggested and that we proposed in the amendment would state as follows, that if the $2,500 tax was assessed by the auditor, but if the hearing officer came in and said, I think that no tax is due and owing, but then the secretary of the department says, no, I agree with my auditor, there should be $2,500, then the taxpayer can go ahead and appeal without having to post a bond or without having to pay the tax. Alternatively, if the secretary comes in and says, if the hearing officer says, I agree with the auditor, there is $2,500 owing, and the secretary affirms that decision, then before we can appeal, we would have to post the bond or pay the tax. The idea behind this is, from our perspective, that if we have an independent person, independent from the Department of Revenue, saying that there is this tax owing, then before an appeal is taken, that it ought to be paid. And I should tell you also that if you pay the tax, and later a court says that you can recover, they do allow you to get the tax back and the interest on it. But this bill, I believe, would be consistent with treatment of the taxpayer, allowing the taxpayer to go forward with an appeal without having to pay the tax if the hearing officer has said that there was no tax due, and if the Secretary of Revenue just disagrees with that determination. So we think it's a good bill. I would tell you that, Reuben was not in here at the time, but when the amendment was prepared, the proposal that we'd given on page 1, line 13, after chapter 1-26, the suggestion had been from the department, and I think it's a good suggestion, that there also be added on that line and chapter and 1-26D, which is the, I believe, the hearing officer. That's the chapter dealing with hearing officers. So we would ask that if the body does approve the amendment, or I've already approved the amendment, but before the body takes final action on the bill, we would ask that you consider an amendment on page 1, line 13, just to add after chapter 1-26, add the language and 1-26D. That's all the comments I have. This is, I think, a good compromise of the bill that was set out and brought forward. I appreciate the Department of Revenue's efforts to get a good workable solution, and I believe Representative Slaughter does as well, because we talked about this yesterday. So we would hope that you could approve the bill with this one minor modification.
Representative Michaels, do you want to move the additional amendment?
Yes, sir. I'll move an amendment on line 13 after the words chapter 1-26, insert the words and 1-26D as in Delta.
Is there a second? Representative Monroe made the second. All in favor of the additional amendment indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The additional amendment is adopted.
Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Any further proponents of 1177 as amended?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jack McGee with the Department of Revenue, and we do rise in support of House Bill 1177 as amended. We think this is a taxpayer fairness bill. It does create fairness when appeals are taken and when the taxpayer does prevail before the hearing examiner, and we do support the bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any further proponents of House Bill 1177 as amended? Any opponents of House Bill 1177 as amended? Any opponents? If not, we'll close. We will ask the committee if there's any questions they want of the two prior witnesses. Any questions from the committee to the witnesses? If not, we'll close the committee from public testimony for committee discussion and or action. Representative Monroe.
I move do pass.
Motion made by Monroe on a do pass motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second of Mattern. Any discussion on the do pass motion on 1177 as amended? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Bartley.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Pennies.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Matson.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Noctegal.
Aye.
Siebert.
Aye.
Belandra. Michaels.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye. House Bill 1177, as amended, passes due pass motion by a vote of 12 yeas, no nays, one absent.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Michaels.
I move consent.
Motion made by Michaels to place 1177 as amended on the consent calendar, seconded by Representative Siebert. All in favor of placing this on the consent calendar, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is on the consent calendar.